Never.
Yeah, no, Zion, listen, you're great out there. The camera loves you, we love you, you look great, you sound great. I was really impressed with that take. And I'm gonna be quite honest with you, I'm starting to feel some sort of spark between you and John, like a chemistry or some kind of sick energy between you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's like the first time I saw J-Lo and Sean Puffy Combs together, you know? What's up?
Does he know we're done shooting?
Yeah, John, hey, woo, that's a wrap, we're done.
What's the deal with this kid?
John, listen, we're done. Wake up!
Save yourselves! Save yourselves! For he is coming! He is coming! And he's made a list! And he's checking it twice! He knows if you've been naughty or nice! Santa Claus is coming! Santa Claus is coming!
So if you've ever been out in the middle of the ocean and you see a dead bird, don't think that you're close to land, because odds are you were not. Are there any questions? Any questions at all? No? Yeah? No? Yeah? No? No questions? Okay then, moving along. This will become very important later in the show.
Mikey, what's up? It's me, Tim.
Stove cook at 8.
Your mom's making stove cook stuffing tonight at 8? My mom's making it at 6.
Ask if you can come over later. We'll eat twice as much.
Hey, Mom, can I go over to Mikey's after dinner?
Yeah.
Yes! The plan's in effect.
Come and get it. So awesome. Kids sure like that stuffing.
We sure do.
Okay, Mom, I gotta go over to Mikey's now.
Right now? But I made you more stuffing because I know you love it so much.
Actually, we were...
You mean your kids don't want any more? I made you twice as much because I know you like it. Hello? Oh, hey, Sue. What? You're making stove cooked stuffing at 8? Well, I just made it at 6. Oh, I see. Tim, Mikey, what's going on here?
You see...
Miss Johnson...
Why did you lie?
Well, I thought the stuffing and all...
I'm not mad about the stuffing. I'm mad that you boys lied. Where did you learn to do this? Where did you learn to do this?
I learned it by watching you! I learned it by watching you!
And a top of the morning to you, America. I'm Charles Charlie. But before we get started this morning, we're going to kick off our day with a little weather update. Bill?
Thanks, Charles. Let's take a look at our top of the morning forecast. As you can see, we have a storm front pushing up here from the west. So that means partly cloudy weather throughout the morning. But if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ blesses us with some sunshine, we should see some highs in the mid-60s.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, it should get sunny. Now let's take a look at our three-day forecast. It'll be cloudy on Thursday and Friday, and the rain will return on Saturday, along with our King and Savior Jesus, who will bless us with his glory as we bask in his grace and eternal bliss.
Did you say...
Now let's take a look at his current national temperatures. The hottest part of the country right now is the southeast, and it'll probably stay that way until Saturday. It is then that the day of judgment shall come, and all of God's children will present themselves before them. And the unrighteous ones are cursed to eternal damnation in the fiery pits of hell.
Right then. Too often the opinions of women go unheard on important issues, but not here at TOTMTY America. So today we'd like to bring you a new segment entitled Women on Issues. Today's issue, terrorism.
God, like terrorism, totally sucks.
Totally.
Like Osama bin Laden.
Ooh, what a cheeseburger.
He's like so ugly.
Ugh.
Top of the morning to you is brought to you by Relog's Apple Smacks. Apple Smacks, the Appalicious breakfast cereal bringing you apple-packed memories over the years.
Remember this?
I remember that.
Oh, snap, I remember that, do you?
Like it was yesterday.
Man, these Apple Smacks are awesome.
What's up, Squirts? What are you kids eating?
Apple Smacks!
Yeah, dude! Apple Smacks, yo!
Apple Smacks? Man, why do you kids like that stuff so much, huh? They don't even taste like apples.
We just do!
Remember this?
I remember that.
Oh, dude, I remember that too, yo!
Like it was yesterday.
Man, these Apple Smacks are awesome.
What's up, Squirts? What are you kids eating?
Apple Smacks!
Yeah, dude! Apple Smacks, yo!
Apple Smacks? Man, why do you kids like that stuff so much, huh? It don't even taste like apples!
We just do!
That was funny.
That was funny! That dude was tripping, yo! He kept on asking us why we like our Apple Smacks! I was like, just cause!
Yeah, just cause!
What do you mean, just cause? They really don't taste like apples.
So?
So, why do you eat them?
We just do.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but what does that even mean? I don't understand.
Well, what don't you understand?
Well, first of all, why are they even called Apple Smacks? I mean, are they supposed to taste like apples and they just don't?
Well, why are you making such a big deal out of this?
And then you justify it by saying, we just do. We just do. Whoop a do.
Mr. Anderson, please.
We just do.
I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you.
You learned what from watching me?
Well, from before with the Applejack.
Gosh, I am really sorry about all this.
No, it's okay. No.
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 Hey, you want to have dinner with me sometime?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's just I know. I can't explain. I just can't.
Well,
I
don't have to.
I just don't want it to be like last time.
Bonjour, monsieur. Madame, dinner is served.
Go ahead, honey. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Hello?
Hello? Look up, Shelly. No, look at me. Will you marry me?
I'll be right back with your check, Monsieur.
Look! Monsieur Potter!
You killed Harry Potter! You muggle! I shall avenge his death!
Ma'am, you're under arrest for killing that man.
But he's not even real. He's a robot.
Your racism sickens me.
Well, I'd say she got what she deserved. You see, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And he set down 10 simple rules to abide by, but there seem to be those sinners out there who just don't want to live by them. And when they don't, that's why we're here to catch them on tape. I can think of 10 things that are written in stone, but perhaps they should have been written in the hearts of every man, because there are some people out there who just seem to forget. Well, this little sinner here doesn't seem to understand the 8th commandment very well. Thou shalt not steal.
Can I borrow your pen?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
What part of thou shalt not do you not understand, little heathen? This woman here seems to be enjoying one of her guilty pleasures, pretty carefree, but did anyone mention what day of the week it was? A Sunday. Seems like she enjoys toiling on the Sabbath, breaking the 4th commandment. This man here is about to enter a dinner party, which will soon turn into a heathen fest, as all regards for the 10 commandments are thrown out the window. Starting with this one, commandment number 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. While some of you may think that we are nitpicking about the commandments being broken here, even the most evil of minds cannot deny the severity of this sin. This woman is clearly caught on tape, coveting the goods in this clothing catalog, breaking commandment number 10, thou shalt not covet. And finally, we catch a man on tape breaking perhaps one of the most sacred commandments of them all. Number 3, thou shalt not use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, dang it!
That man is weird.
That dude, he's like always staring, yes, eh? I think he's like local or something.
Well, maybe something happened to him when he was a little kid.
Shut up, stupid! You don't know what you're talking about!
No, she's right. I heard something happened to him growing up that made him stare all the time.
Oh, for me?
Hello? What? What? How did you get this number? Do you people ever stop? Leave me alone! Damn it! I can't stand this anymore! I'm never gonna get out of this damn raft!
Wait for me, Shelley Godet. Please, wait for me, my love. The papers, darling. It's all about the papers.
Oh, gee.
Even the Bambino says some himself. Shelley, darling, I think it's about high time that I made an honest woman out of you.
Are you asking for my hand in matrimony?
No, love, I'm asking you to marry me. I want it all, Shelley, the whole nine yards. Little rugrats on our front lawn, white picket fence. Why, what do you say?
Oh, I just think it's the berries.
Shelley, darling, will you wear this ring and be my wife?
You stupid!
That was a $50,000 ring! $50,000, Shelley! Do you have any idea how much money that is in today's economy? Jesus!
Don't drift too far!
$50,000, Shelley!
You're gonna go into the ocean! Oh.
What the f***?
Oh, there's a terrible current and an undertow! Oh!
Shelley Godet is getting into the elevator. Now she appears to be waiting for the doors to close, which is very appropriate for this type of situation. Oh, what's this? She is dancing to the music in her head.
Some people dance as a way to express themselves and release that energy. You know?
Oh, this is exactly what I feared, Ed. Another passenger is about to get on the elevator and caught her dancing by herself.
That is embarrassing.
I don't think we saw this coming. No one saw this coming.
This is not what I wanted to see today.
You can see it in her eyes, how embarrassed she feels.
She's very flustered right now, but if she can just recover...
She's got an apple.
Oh.
That was loud.
It can be embarrassing.
This is still very embarrassing. Again.
She needs to get rid of the apple.
It's not working for her.
Move on to something else.
Okay, it appears she has pulled up a pudding cup, which is a quieter alternative to the crunchy apple.
Good choice, Shelley. Oh, I was not expecting that. That was very loud.
That was out of left field. Did not see that coming at all.
Oh!
I almost feel sorry for her, but it's really terrible.
This elevator ride has gone from bad to worse.
It's funny and sad at the same time.
And now what is she doing here?
Oh, you see, she's rubbing her shoes against the rubber from her shoes. She's trying to mimic the same sound to play it off, you see.
Oh, it's not working.
That's not working.
All.
Excuse me. I believe I farted.
Oh.
That's great.
Now that is a class act.
That's a class act move. All the other passengers are no longer suspecting Shelley.
That's what we call cavalier, guys.
He took the blame. That's awesome. Take it from here, ladies.
That is like the most romantic story I've ever heard.
Oh my god, I know, right? They're like so perfect for each other.
He is like so sweet.
And Shelley Godet is awesome, y'all.
No, Shelley Godet is badass.
No, Shelley Godet is badass.
Shelley Godet is badass.
Shelley Godet is badass.
Shelley Godet is badass.
No,
Shelley Godet is badass. Bad. Pudding too.
Oh my god, right? Like, I love pudding. Sometimes if I have the worst day, I ate pudding, I feel so good.
And now, the world's weakest man.
Hey!
Wow, he is really weak.
Bonjour, monsieur, madame.
Oh no, I remember what happened last time I saw one of these dishes.
Dinner is served.
Pudding, my favorite. What I think it means? Well, then the answer is yes. Yes. I will marry you.
Okay, are you guys looking at what she's doing here? Are you looking at this? You see how she's spreading the peanut butter right on this one side? She's doing it from corner to corner. You see, most people just like to keep it right in the center, okay? But you don't want to do, you want to put it from edge to edge, okay? But that's one slice. What you do with the other slice? Here comes the jelly. Oh, this is going to be beautiful. But you know, these things take time. Let me squeeze by your hair, sweet cheeks. These things take time, you know? I mean, we can't just be wasting y'all time. So we happen to make one in advance. We got a little sandwich ready for you guys over here. Let me pull it out over here. Okay. Okay, guys. Here's the masterpiece right here. I'm afraid to eat it. It's so good. All right, what am I supposed to do? Should I take a little bite? Should I take a little bite out there? Who wants me to take a little bite? Okay. Yeah. Okay. No. This is a great sandwich. This is a great sandwich, people. Who loves this sandwich? I'm loving this sandwich, folks. I'm loving it. We're all loving it. Bam!
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
Guess what? I'm getting married.
Oh, snap! You for real now?
Another dead bird? Jesus. Wait a second. And this bird has a note attached to him. You are cordially invited to Shelley Godet's wedding? What? Shelley! This is supposed to be our day!
No! 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 I have to stop this! You can't marry him, Shelley! I have to get off this road! I have to stop this wedding! Shelley, wait! Wait for me, Shelley!
Chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Wait.
Sir? Excuse me, sir.
Hello? What?
Can I see your license and registration?
What? I'm trying to sleep here. What do you want?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Back there, you were going a little fast, and I didn't realize you were sleeping.
Yeah, well, can a person get a little bit shut-eye? I mean, Jesus, I don't come...
I'm sorry.
Bother you while you're sleeping? Or...
I'm terribly sorry to bother you.
Come on, man! Jesus.
I'm so...
This wedding is badass.
Friends, we are gathered here today.
Now let me tell you the difference between John's a good boy.
Do you, John Schlully, take Shelley Godet to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Wait!
Yes!
Ken!
Shelley, I can't let you marry him. You're supposed to marry me.
But you're a... robot.
My love is real, even though I am not.
Oh, Ken.
Oh, Shelley.
Well, I've got to marry somebody today. Ken
Robot.
Ken Robot. Take Shelley Godet to be your lawfully wedded wife.
I do.
Wait! David! You're alive!
Of course I'm alive! Thank you. You see, when I was on that raft, Shelley, I stayed alive. I stayed alive for you. You saved my life.
You're the love of my life.
Oh, Shelley.
Oh, David.
Well, I gotta marry somebody today. Okay. Do you...
Yes.
Okay, get married. Kiss the bride.